Welcome to Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1.
Welcome to another edition of Inside Texas Tech. I'm your host, Robert Giovanetti. In today's fast-paced, high-tech world, you'll often hear, there's an app for that. In a case of modern medicine meets technology, the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center has made it easy for pregnant and breastfeeding moms to have the latest medication answers in the palm of their hands. I'm now joined by Mary Croyle, the Executive Director of Communications for the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. Mary, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Robert.
Talk a little bit about this Mommy Meds. You made a lot of news last week out in Phoenix as you guys debuted the new app.
We are so lucky to have the world's leading expert at Texas Tech University Health Science Center on perinatal pharmacology. And what that is anything having to do with medications and breastfeeding and pregnant moms and how the fetus is potentially affected by medication.
And so what they can do is take their smartphone or their iPad or tablet or whatever and look up a medication and see if it's safe.
You bet. A lot of times when moms, pregnant moms, breastfeeding moms, if they look up something as simple as Advil, Tylenol on the internet, you get about 10 different answers to what's the correct usage, whether you should use it or not. And we've got about 20,000 medications listed on the app, everything from prescription, non-prescription to herbal remedies and vitamins. And the mom can have it in the palm of her hand and look up any medication.
So how comprehensive is this app? I mean, because obviously not all situations are the same. There's got to be some complications that maybe are not covered.
Yeah. Most questions that we have that the app will be good for is something simple like Advil. A mom can look up, if she's pregnant, it's safe to take Advil during the first and second trimester. During the third trimester, it says it's hazardous to take. Research shows that because of potential risk for bleeding to the fetus at that point. So the app is easy to read, easy to understand, and the moms can find out the evidence-based research on that medication.
Tell us a little bit about the app. Has been out and hot for a while, so tell us about some stories. Maybe is there any interesting story of maybe a mom you've helped?
Yeah, before the app was launched last week, we have had a call center up for about 2 years. More complicated calls from healthcare professionals and from moms go into the call center. We've had some incredible stories that people wouldn't even think about, that moms calling in, ER doctors calling in with very, very complicated cases.
We mentioned that the app debuted last week, and you already said that it's been out a little while testing. What are some feedback that you're getting from some of the moms out there?
Well, really great feedback. First of all, the app is super affordable. It's $1.99. So we can really reach a wide variety of people with that cost. It's capable of being used around the world, not just in the United States. So that's pretty cool. The best feature on the app, along with just the 20,000 medications that are listed, the mom has the capability of going into any grocery store, drugstore, and scanning a barcode. So if they had an upset stomach and naturally they would think, hey, I'll go take Pepto-Bismol, they can actually go into the store, scan the barcode, and find out if it's one of the safe medicines to take. You know, on the flip side of that, moms aren't always the ones going to the stores. Dads go too, and expecting fathers. So the fathers can download the app as well and be helpful by finding medications at the grocery store that are safe to take.
And easy for them because, again, you just run the scanner over it and it pops it right up.
Pops right up.
All right, Mary, we'll have you on this afternoon talk a little bit more about Mommy Meds, the new app launched just last week by the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. Thank you so much for joining us here on Inside Texas Tech.
This has been Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.